The following tone is a reference tone, recorded at our operating level.
Everybody, and welcome back to Squat Cobbler, episode 666. And we're not jumping ahead, we're just claiming right up front that the show is sort of satanic, and if you listen to this, you are agreeing to give Kelly and I your soul.
Maybe we can go 6.66.
I like that. That's good, that works.
Hi everybody, I'm Kelly Toole, at K-E-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
Before we get into anything, do you have any subtle plugging you need to throw in, or do you just want to jump right into our recommendations?
Well, there's the t-shirt crap during the much-beloved Cinco Squatto episode, which I'm sure that many people have listened to repeatedly, began to explore t-shirt options through there and came up, of course, with Cinco Squatto, Do Drugs, Play Better, as a t-shirt that you'll likely see soon available in many different formats. Subtle plugging could also be...
Plugging is great. I wish that was a band. That's how good of a band name that is.
If Squat Cobbler wasn't such an awesome podcast name, we might switch. But
Squat Cobbler's great, though. We really killed it first try.
Absolutely. I think it's an impediment to get guests on because you gotta kind of hide the name. Oh, it's a podcast. It's whatever.
You know, it's great. It's recommendations. Yeah, it's us talking.
Hide the name. Don't worry about it.
We've done like 800 shows together. We're awesome at this.
Yeah, it's affiliated with Nurture and Support, which is a very normal name.
Totally, totally normal. What's the name of that squad called? It's Nurture and Support 2?
Yeah, it's like kind of a more explicit Nurture and Support.
It's Nurture and Support After Dark. That's what it is.
Yeah, so yeah, I think subtle plugging's another shirt we've got to kind of get in the mix here.
Oh, absolutely. I really want a subtle plugging shirt now. Like, I can't picture going another day. I want to take off the shirt that I have on right now because it doesn't say subtle plugging on it.
I think there should be a subtle plugging line of many different things.
You know, since we are going to be making shirts and stuff like that, this might be a time to officially launch Tool Couture.
The active wear line, you know, you've got those sweatpants that the young ladies wear today with the words across the rear section there. It usually says pink is one of the things I think is very common. So that might be an interesting place to put subtle plugging. I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Wow. See, I wasn't even, it's you who's going to earn us our explicit tag this time. Because I was going to say, like, put Tool or something like that on the back of it. But you went straight for subtle plugging on a girl's ass.
Yes, I did.
I saw for a second you were going to try and talk your way out of that. But, like, no, that's what happened.
Nope. I think it had to be said. They were all thinking it.
Well, with that, allow me to class and clean up the show a little bit by offering up my recommendation first, because I'm sure Kelly's is going to be something filthy.
Pretty bad, actually.
I can only hope. Although I'm going to set the bar pretty high right now. I'm kind of curious to see where you go with it. Now, are you familiar, and I'm pretty sure that you are, but for our listeners, are you familiar with the site Fiverr?
Yes, I am.
I had a feeling you might be. For anyone at home who doesn't know, how would you explain Fiverr to them, Kelly, the general concept of the site and what they offer?
It's crowdsourcing on the cheap, or not really even crowdsourcing. It's basically, if you have a need, if you want something and you don't have the capability to do it or do it well, then you've got the ability to go to Fiverr, and for $5, get a pretty reasonable thing, whether it's a kind of booming movie voice guy introducing your podcast, which is something we might want to think about, Mike. Or a logo, or some graphic work in general, you can kind of go out there and say, hey, this is what I want, and there's some folks out there that you can connect to. And you can certainly spend more than five and get a better quality type of thing, but you could get some pretty reasonable stuff for $5.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept, I think. It's a great way to kind of match people up, talented, creative people who are looking to get their work out there with people like us who might need something like a booming movie voice guy to do an intro to a podcast. I have a second question for you. Are you familiar, and again, I'm pretty sure you are, with foot fetishes?
Less so than Fiverr. And I hope that there aren't Fiverr foot fetish opportunities.
Oh, there are. And that's where we're going with this. Oh. But first.
So this is the classing up. This is the I'm going to classy it up part. Good.
This is the classy road that I'm taking us down right awesome. Now. How into the whole foot fetish scene are you?
I would say.
Like 1 toe to 10 toes.
1 toe to 10 toes. I would be at a no toe. I would be at a no. That is not a particularly strong interest of mine. And you?
So you're at lawnmower accident.
Yeah. I'm at lawnmower accident.
I've discussed this a little bit on the podcast that I do with Christian. Subtle plugging. Called Social Sins. We've touched on this lightly before, no pun intended there, but I'm sure we'll get into it in further depth at some point. But he and I are both, I don't want to say disgusted by feet. We both have an aversion to feet. Feet to me are utilitary. There's nothing interesting and certainly nothing alluring about feet, but it is such a huge and common fetish. Most of my friends, I would say, are openly attracted to feet, whether it's a man, woman, whatever they're into, or openly attracted to feet.
Are they called footies?
I'm actually not sure. It's so common now that I just see foot fetish stuff everywhere. So I have this theory, and I think we may have talked about this before. Whatever you're into, and I don't even just mean something like bizarre or anything like that. Like whatever it is that you like, whether you're into something as simple as like women with blonde hair, or you like feet, or you like the easiest way to tell, like especially as you start to get a little stranger in your interests, the easiest way to tell if you're creepy and weird is to try and find porn related to what you're into. If you can go on a mainstream porn site, search what you're into and find thousands of videos for it, then you're fine. You're perfectly normal. Porn is a supply and demand business. If there's tons of easily accessible videos for whatever you're into, it's normal. It means a large portion of the population is also into that, and you're not doing anything strange. The harder it is to find videos of what you're into, the darker and creepier you are as a person. If you really have to seek out videos for what you're into, that's when you probably need some sort of professional help.
So this was probably about the most fascinating 1 minute of Squat Cobbler to hear the Mike Belinsky manifesto on porn normalcy.
Right. That's how, and it's honestly, look, it's mostly me justifying to myself the thing that I like to watch videos of online, which in the interest of being open and honest, I will state here, and I hope you do the same.
So, prepare to be disappointed.
I invite you to do the same thing. I don't watch a lot of porn online, and I'm not saying that to like try and like, oh, I don't do that. No, I watch porn, but I really don't watch a lot of porn or anything or like weird fetish videos or anything like that. But the one thing that I'm into that is kind of weird, videos of women fighting.
Okay, so I'm going to choose my words wisely here.
Sure.
Is this wrestling? Or I recall way, way back in the day, this is like high school, after school job. I worked at a drugstore, local drugstore, where I had the highly important job of sweeping up and stocking shelves and those types of things. And so that included stocking the magazine shelves where they had a variety of things. And this is Indiana, Midwest, pretty tame in general. But they did have kind of this whole series of True Detective kind of things where there was a little edge. And then there was this whole series of apartment house wrestling where apparently people would hire young ladies to come into an apartment and wrestle. So is that the niche you're talking about, or is it?
I guess that's probably a part of the whole of what I'm talking about. I'm not really specific. Like, it's not, say, wrestling versus street fighting versus boxing versus, it's just women fighting. Women. Like, it's pretty general for me. I'm sure there's more specific deviances contained in that whole subgenre. But
isn't that
for me,
the view, by the way?
Well, I was just about to say too that the weird thing about it, for me at least, is that how attractive the women are isn't a huge part of it for me. It's the fighting part. Like they can't be like horrible where I don't want to actually look at them at all. But like they don't have to be tens. Like these don't have to be models fighting each other. Like they just have to be vaguely acceptable and fighting. So I'm easygoing, I guess, when it comes to the women fighting each other genre of entertainment.
How cosmopolitan of you, Mike. How would you make a distinction between that and UFC?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't really watch much UFC, so I'm really not sure. Maybe there is no distinction, and maybe that's why I don't watch UFC, because it would get creepy watching that in a room filled with people.
So I'm going to ask kind of a stupid question. So what's the recommendation here?
Yeah, so we were getting to a recommendation here. So anyway, so the point that I was making, though, is like, as bizarre as that might sound, you can go to most mainstream adult-oriented websites and find thousands of videos of women fighting each other. Like, it's a fairly common thing. So it sets me at ease, like, oh, I'm not that terrible, because at least there's a lot of other people into this, not just me. It doesn't make me a better person. It just doesn't make me the only one who's into this. The foot fetish thing, though, is everywhere. Like, if you were to just look up foot fetish videos, you'll get millions of videos of this and pictures and everything else. It's probably the most common interest that I seem to come across in anyone that I speak to or see things online. So I decided that I need to start exploring this more, not because I'm interested in it, but just because I feel like it's such a big part of our society that I need to understand it better. My recommendation is that people go to Fiverr and they look up a specific user. This young lady's name online is Ticklish Toes. Now,
that's a young lady we need to send a subtle plugging set of sweatpants to.
So, Ticklish Toes. So, if you go on Fiverr, you're going to want to look up TICKELISHTOES, all one word. And for $5, she will... Well, you know what? I'm going to let her explain it in her own words. I'll read her little caption that she's added to her page. Here to offer pictures of my adorable itty-bitty feet. I take custom orders, anything from writing a message on my feet, modeling shoes, or picking out what colors my toes should be, etc. Your choice. Be creative. Just message me if you have any questions. Thank you for your time. She's very polite. It's very interesting. I think that every one of our listeners should not only check out her page, but should order a custom foot picture from her. That's what my recommendation is, that we're going to, and I will be writing a review, making an order and writing a review tonight.
So I hope, if you're not a selfish man, that your order will be for this young lady to write squat cobbler on her feet.
Oh, see, I wasn't even thinking of that, but now, yes, that's what we're going
to
do.
Or subtle plugging. I don't know.
Well, I think it has to be squat cobbler. This way, this is the way we can promote the show.
Yeah, oh, and I think there now we have a new icon, you know, which we can use on the iTunes store, I believe, which should be...
iTunes is huge into foot fetishes. You can tell, based on absolutely nothing on iTunes.
Yeah, when you think foot fetish, you think iTunes, no doubt.
I think iTunes.
Absolutely. Prior to us starting the show, Mike and I were continuing to talk t-shirts and many other things. For those of you who don't know, you know, Nurture and Support, Squat Cobbler, sister shows, kind of very connected. One of the main things, because we take our branding very seriously, is you will notice on both the Nurture and Support logo and the Squat Cobbler logo a very distinctive font, which is kind of a gothic, heavy metal-ish font. It's called Squealer, which is awesome. So I don't know if she'll do fonts in particular, but if
I was hoping that's where you're going to go with this. Then not only are we going to get her to write Squat Cobbler, but you want a specific font.
Yeah. Okay. To say, you know, as close as she can. I recognize that, you know, applying words to feet is not a, it might be hard to be font consistent, but if she can capture the spirit of Squealer, that would be most appreciated. That's a pretty cool recommendation. I didn't know exactly where that was going. Ticklish Toes, was it?
Or Ticklish Toes. Ticklish yeah, Toes. And I'll send you the link to her page if you want to order a custom foot picture for yourself.
That'll be
which
handy.
I recommend that you do. I recommend that everyone goes and gets a custom foot picture from this young lady.
You know, is she on Twitter? Do we know?
No, she's not.
Because I think we have a future squat cobbler guest. This would be.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to try and work that angle a little bit. That could be pretty cool. Excellent. Wow, that's very cool. Yeah, so this is, you know, Squat Cobbler is a slightly darker place. and it was, as I work through, you know, have just so much fun working with Mike, working with Mel on these podcasts, the recommendation podcasts. But as I start to come up with my recommendations, I start to segment them and to go, this one feels right for nurture and support. Or this one does not feel right for nurture and support. But boy, would it work for Squat Cobbler.
Would Ticklish Toes have worked for nurture and support?
I think Ticklish Toes is right in the Squat Cobbler wheelhouse. I think this is the appropriate place for Ticklish Toes to be recommended. And my recommendation as well, so as I kind of try and keep track of for upcoming shows, what I'm going to recommend as different things come up. And this one came up fairly recently. And I just couldn't bring myself for it to go on to nurture and support, but I said this absolutely Squat Cobbler material. So super excited to talk about this recommendation. So my question to you, Mike, are you in a position as we talk about this to get to a browser and do a search?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So why don't you kind of get yourself prepared to do that? Go to the Google, if you will.
The Google that all the kids are using these
days?
Yeah,
the Google, all the kids, very popular with all the kids today, the Google. So if you could go to the Google, that would be great. I don't think the URL is the Google. I think it might just be google.com.
Okay, I found it. I tried the Google, and it did not come up, but now that I have google.com.
So what I would like for you to do is type in the following.
Now, just one quick second. I actually was on a watch list for a while. It was difficult to get off of it. Will I be back on a watch list with whatever you're about to have me type in?
Disappointingly, no. No, I think you're fine. Okay. I think you're good. So I would like you to type in the word figure, space, the number one, space, and the word, let's go with picks, P-I-C-K-S. Hit enter. And then click on the images option within the Google and pause momentarily as I give you a little more context.
Okay.
So Figure One is an app. You can download it on iOS or Android. And it is basically Instagram for doctors. And so the idea is when doctors come across something strange or interesting or different, they will post it to Figure One. And then they will comment on it. You will see things and they comment fairly inappropriately on it. So you'll see someone might have an x-ray of somebody with a nail in their head. The comments below will be, nailed it, LOL, or those types of things. So the business purpose of Figure One is to actually provide an exchange for physicians and professionals to kind of say, hey, this is something unique, and I've experienced this, and I share it. Now, they do a lot of things here, so you kind of wonder about, well, that could be invasion of privacy and all that. There's a lot of things around Figure One that kind of get into that. You actually have to have, the patient has to consent to have the picture published. You have to maintain the anonymity of the patient. So you get lots of shots of feet and strange things that have been removed from people's bodies and all those types of things. So it's a fascinating, dark place to go to. And so you can download the app and do it, but if you can't bring yourself to download Figure One and do those types of things, you can do what I asked Mike to do, which is search Figure One Pics and go to the Images tab. And so, Mike, if you start to scroll down there, you might see some very interesting things.
I definitely am.
I'm gonna get here to the Google myself. And
so let me ask you something while you're getting on the Google. So let's just say your doctor were to take a picture of you at your next physical. Would you allow your picture to be posted on something like this?
So fun fact for you Squat Cobbler listeners, how many Achilles tendons have you had ruptured, Mike?
I'm going to say zero.
So I beat you by two. I have ruptured both of my Achilles tendons a year apart, which was tremendously fun. The only plus side on it is great parking at work, because it's a long rehabilitation process to do that. I would, because they'd be able to obviously maintain my anonymity, to if they wanted to kind of show, hey, look what this ass clown did to his Achilles tendon, and to show that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. If they asked me, say, hey, I'd like to show that there was something unique about what happened here, and I'd like to show it, I wouldn't have a problem with that. How about you?
You know, I don't know. My initial reaction is to say no, because I tend to be extremely private. But I actually, this isn't something that I consented to. It's something my parents consented to for me. I actually was a part of a published medical study when I was a kid for the stigmatism that I have. I guess I don't see why not. Like, I feel like to some degree, in the old school print it word method, this was already done to me. So, and let's just be honest, there's plenty of naked pictures of me floating around. So I don't really see what the difference would be. So my knee-jerk reaction is to say no, but if I stop to think about it for a few minutes, I'd probably be in.
So you've got the Google up, Mike?
I do. I'm looking at the Google right now.
Looking at the Google. So my guess is, and you've done that figure one images, so my guess is you look across that band there, you're going to find in the top 20 something that looks like a green rock.
Yes.
Why don't you click on that? So you folks at home could play along and search on image one or figure one and see this. And so this was something that was removed from somebody's body, which is fairly interesting. But what I love about the Google is that if you look over to your right-hand side, Mike, you probably see a series of other pictures.
I do. More.
So you probably see one with a green glove holding what looks like a starfish.
Yes.
Why don't you click on that?
Oh, dear.
That's another thing that came out of somebody. So, really interesting and strange and disturbing. But I wanted to recommend it because it's just a fascinating thing. One, I do think from a positive society standpoint, some sort of environment where people can say, hey, here's something different. Protect the patient's privacy, but at the same point in time, kind of share some stuff to go forward with. But man, there's some weird crap out there. What a wonderful... Squat gobbler. Yeah, for this.
It week. Really is. So I have a question for you. So you said you'd be open to consenting to something like this, and upon 3 seconds of reflection, I would do it as well. So my question is, and maybe this is where it's going to get weird. If they took something strange out of my body, I would want to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with
okay,
you.
So
I probably wouldn't put it on the mantle.
No, but I would kind of, like, if that came out of me, I would want that in a jar somewhere.
It's a fascinating world on some of those things, but my goodness, when there are some of these shots, because there are a number of shots of things that have come out of people, and my goodness, there's some scary stuff. So I had done a little pre-work there and had pulled those things down and looked at them, and it's like, wow, this will be fun. So I'm glad you were able to get on the Google and look at those.
We have the Google now in my hometown as well.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be using any of these images for the... So one thing I learned from our good friend Jeans, who, you know, Bring Out Your Geek podcast, is that she has always consistently coached me on blog posts to say you need to include images because I tend to be text heavy. Just images make it a better post and all those types of things. And she's absolutely right. However, in this case, I don't know, I think actually we're kind of stuck.
Well, no, I disagree, because I think the thing we need to go with is ticklish toes.
Yeah, which may actually give us a nice little bump in terms of viewership.
There you go.
So we were going to promote the heck out of Ms. Ticklish Toes, and I really do like the idea of if we could get her on a future Squat Cobbler, that would be pretty awesome. So we'll have to start to figure out. Well, I guess as you make the order for Squat Cobbler, you can mention this is for a podcast and that we would very much like her to join us sometime.
Absolutely. I will definitely float that offer to her.
My goodness, what a fine Squat Cobbler this has been.
I have to be honest. When we started recording this one, I really didn't know where it was going to go. And I like that, once again, I'm not the one who took it to the weird, dark place you are.
So yeah, I think this is I think I win for this.
You definitely do, because mine, like, other than sharing my own weird personal fetish of women fighting, the ticklish toes thing is pretty tame and pretty cute and wholesome, I would say, compared to yours.
Mine's just it's just reality. It's just whatever. But you know, and it does serve a good purpose. The somewhat sobering moment is as you go through there and read some of these comments. It's like, and there are actually verified. You get on Twitter with a verified person on Twitter. There are within figure one people that are. This is like a real serious doctor. This is somebody. They get the verified in there as well. So yeah, somewhat dark squat cobbler, but that's the way it goes.
Wait a second. Did we earn our explicit tag, you think, for this episode?
I don't think you've said fuck yet.
No, we haven't.
There we go. We're good.
We got there.
Ding. We've got to keep the Mel episode as our only non-explicit, that's for sure.
Yeah. Actually, it's not even the Mel episode. It's episode two.
Oh, it's just you and me.
Yeah, it's the one with just us.
That's right.
The Mel episode was, I said, fuck your way to freedom.
Oh, that's right.
For the Maple Man.
Yeah. Wow, I would have thought the Mel episode would have been the one we'd been okay on.
No.
But you're right.
That's Mel's influence, though.
Yeah, she takes us to a dark place. So
she does. We don't want to go there. It's Mel who makes us.
That's right. Ultimately, squat cobbler is Mel's fault. which is another T-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, it's all Mel's fault.
Most excellent. All right, social media recommendations. You have one, sir?
Yes, I do. I recommend that you go. I know that they're on Facebook, and I'm sure they're on Twitter as well, and you can find their website and all that stuff. Go and check out a band called King Dead. They make really cool music. It's very bass and drum oriented, but the bass is run through a lot of different really cool distortion and things like that, and their bass player really sounds different than anybody else who's playing right now. And coincidentally, the rumor is that he may be joining the live band of Pagan for some of our upcoming shows. So,
wearing a sporting set of subtle plugging sweatpants, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. I you know what? When I thought of the social media recommendation, I didn't even realize it could potentially be a plug for Pagan. But when Pagan is out supporting our new album, Dead Girls, which is coming out later this year on Universal, Mr. Will McGrath from King Dead will actually be joining us as the bass player of the live band. So you should check out Will on social media and check out his band, King Dead.
So my social media recommendation is, actually it is a subtle plug now that I think about it. So this actually works out very nice. So my recommendation is Lantinegro, and that is at Lantinegro. And there's a literary background to Lantinegro that I don't know or understand. It was explained to me once, but I still don't get it. But she's awesome. She's on Twitter. She's a lawyer. She is a proud member of the Harbor Day community. So the subtle plug is if you have not joined the Harbor Day community on Facebook, you should. Harbor Day is a holiday. It occurs between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Actually, I take that back. It actually occurs November 1st. Is it December 1st or November 1st? I'll have to go back and look. I think it's November 1st. It is a day where you just passively, aggressively are kind of a jerk to people. And we have this wonderful group on Facebook called Harbor Day that is just people being highly non-supportive and negative to each other. And she is outstanding within that group, and she's actually very, very clever on Twitter. And so she's a really fun follow. And so if you're not following her, she's super smart. She's funny. She's caustic. She's just awesome overall. Very, very fun person. So if you're looking to populate your Twitter timeline with people that add enjoyable moments to your life, Lantinegro is definitely one you want to do that with.
Excellent. I think those are both great social media recommendations. Great recommendations all around. So go out, pay Miss Tickle Toes $5 for a custom foot picture. Go check out Kelly's weird medical porn fetish thing that he's into. And then check out Will and what was her name again?
Lantinegro. We'll put it in a blog post because it's tricky. So you'll be able to follow.
I'm not even going to attempt the enunciation of that. So
excellent. Well, that's a thing. That's quite the...
Well, Cobbler 6.66.
There you go. And we will be back in a couple of weeks for some more fun, hopefully with Ms. Tickle's Hose, but at some point in time. We'll work on that. Don't tell her the name of the podcast. Just say it's the podcast, and we'll be good. I have nothing else. Do you have anything to add, Mike?
No, I think that's it. I think that sums up this week in squat.
Excellent. We'll catch you all later. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
I love the Monster Dog songs.